ladies and gentlemen, craft spirit enthusiasts, and those interested in the intoxicating world of craft distilleries, cideries, meaderies, wineries, and the occasional foray into breweries. It's Rich Shane, and welcome to Fermented Adventure, the podcast, where we bring you the fascinating people that are making the mash, fermenting, distilling, bottling, pouring, and delivering to you some of the finest libations in the world. Before we get started, here are a few housekeeping items. Thank you for bringing the podcast into wherever you are and whatever you're doing. We truly are grateful that you have chosen to listen and make us part of your day. It would mean the world to us if you left a 5-star review. This helps us climb in the rankings, and it makes it easier for others to find us. Don't hesitate to leave us your comments as well. If the podcast didn't meet your expectations, tell us why. We're always striving to improve. You can find us at fermentedadventure.com. We are on Instagram and Facebook as Fermented Adventure. Email us at fermentedadventure@gmail.com. All right, FA Nation, let's meet our guests. Cheese Dawn Ranieri. I'm Rich Shane. This is Fermented Adventure, the podcast.
With Date Night Chronicles.
Date Night Chronicles, Dawn. We haven't done one of these in a while, so this is nice to sit down, and it's almost the end of the year. We've got a lot going on, and tonight we are featuring Eight Oaks Farm Distillery Veterans Cut Bourbon Whiskey. Now, this is a bottled and bond, aged 4 years, and it's being a bottled and bond, it's 100 proof. Pardon the interruption. Thank you so much for listening to Fermented Adventure, the podcast. Could you do us a favor? Hit that follow button. It makes it easier for others to find us, and it helps us climb in the rankings. Take a screenshot of the podcast, post it, tag us, and let everyone know that you listen to the Fermented Adventure podcast. Now, back to our podcast. So this is double distilled and aged to perfection in a hand-selected white oak barrel and has balanced notes. Well, we're going to give our tasting notes, right? We're going to give our nose and tasting notes,
yes,
right?
Yes, we will.
But we can read what they put afterwards. Now, this is a limited release. It's a single barrel. They put here it's almost 5 years old. And as we said, it's a bourbon whiskey. Now, each veteran cut bourbon barrel is signed by numerous veterans, soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines from around the country. Over the last 3 years of releases, they've raised over $8,000 that have been donated directly in support of the Northwestern Lehigh Veterans Memorial in Antelawani Park in New Tripoli. Did I pronounce that right? I don't even know. How would you pronounce that?
New Tripoli?
No, right before that.
Oh my God. I have no idea.
Okay. It's spelled Ontelaunee and Park in New Tripoli. And this year, to continue to support our local veteran memorial, if you have not visited this memorial, we highly suggest you do. Now, you can buy this online. We picked this up at the Chris Kindle Market in Bethlehem. And this is our once a year visit to the Bethlehem's Christmas City, right?
Yes, it's probably the most Christmas city that you'll find anywhere.
I guess outside of Bethlehem.
Right.
And they have food trucks, they have crafts.
Shopping.
Shopping, lots of shopping.
Yes.
Ice carvers, it's a great time. It's still, they've got 3 or 4 weeks left. So if you're in and around within an hour and a half, 2 hours of the Bethlehem area, this is definitely something you want to put on your list. Not to mention, they have little shops inside of Bethlehem. So there's two sides of Bethlehem.
Right.
Lots to see and do. We saw Adam Flat of Social Still. They're there. It's unlimited. And if you're looking for gifts, this is perfect.
You'll definitely find something creative there.
Absolutely. Now, we found this bottle, had not had it before. And the moment they gave us a sample, there was no way we were leaving without one, right?
Right.
And, you know, one sip isn't really an opportunity to enjoy it. And now that we've brought it home and we've opened it, what do you think?
Well, it's definitely unique. I love the amber color, by the way. And of course, you know, mostly I have a couple things that I pick up. I'm not like a huge list like you. So, what stood out for me, and this was on the nose and the mouth, was the spiciness and the oakiness of it. And then tasting it, you know, I still had both of those things, but, you know, it started out sweet and then it went to like a dry finish. And the only other thing that really stood out for me, you know, especially after having maybe three sips of it, was like this butterscotch taste. So it's really good.
And who says you don't have notes when you taste?
Well, that's about all I have, but...
One of the things that stood out for me and is emphasized tonight is that I would put this bottle up with anything on the market today with those larger Kentucky bourbon brand names. Mm. I would literally, I almost want to say Pennsylvania, this, there are plenty of distilleries in PA and we love them. And whoever's listening in PA, you know who you are. But one of the things that just kind of smacked at me, like almost smacked me and said, Pennsylvania, this is like, this is the level of what's being produced now. And kudos to Eight Oaks Farm Distillery for what they're, this is like, this is grown up.
Yes.
This is beyond just craft now. This is grown up whiskey. And I would say that this is what's being produced now. This is a perfect example of what is being produced now in Pennsylvania. And it's so refreshing because, yes, we've kind of worked through some of those craft times in Pennsylvania as these four-year-old, five-year-old bottles are now coming to maturation. Mm-hmm. This is so freaking refreshing. Yes, I love it.
It's very unique.
I love it. Now, at least for me, I know... I have a whole book here. Now, I would love to have somebody either email us or follow up and message us in the on social media or whatever as to what your reactions were, what your experience was on the nose. This was such a wonderful experience. It wasn't one thing that stood out. It was a blend of vanilla, cinnamon, oak, orange, mint, and it had this cooling sensation on the nose where there's also these tantalizing essences of chocolate on the nose. It was there, and I loved it. Now, what gave me that wonderful prelude to what to expect on the mouth is, if you hold this up, you noted the amber color, but this has wonderful legs. This has a wonderful, this tells me there's going to be a viscosity to this. There's a viscous anticipation to it. So going into the tasting, I had that wonderful coating of the tongue with this whiskey. It was front mouth tingle going back on the sides to a warm hug towards the back of the mouth. And then you get brown sugar, smoky, peanut brittle, black pepper. There's some cherry notes. And as you let it linger, cola finish.
Hmm.
Did you get the tingling of like cola?
Yeah, I could see that.
What I love the most about this, or at least what I'm enjoying after everything, I'm not getting that dry tannic mouthfeel. I'm not feeling like somebody just stuck cotton balls in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Now, I enjoy that with other whiskey, but I don't want that to come about after I taste this sweetie, spicy, all this goodness. It's almost, it's got this gooiness to it. It's just a wonderful bourbon whiskey. Whoever is in able to get this bottle, it's on their website, and it's $79.99 plus tax. I don't know what the shipping charge would be. If you're at the Chris Kindle Mart, if you're at or near Eight Oaks Farm Distillery, definitely, they have so many wonderful expressions, but this is definitely something that you're going to want to have in your collection. I'm going to savor this, but we had like a wonderful discovery this week, didn't we?
We sure did.
What was our discovery, or what did we just stumble across?
So we are in the top 10% of all podcasts globally.
All? We, like, I'm humbled. I said, Dawn, we're in the top 10% of all podcasts that's listeners. So those that are listening, those that bring Fermented Adventure, the podcast, into your day, into your drive, into your workout, however you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. Really, I mean, top 10%. And this will be, in January, we'll be celebrating our fifth anniversary.
We sure will.
We sure will. So we will do a year in review for the beginning of 2024. But I was just, that news, I mean,
yeah, we had to share.
We had to share, and we had to share with each other. And this is this is our little passion project. This is our, we just love doing this. And thank you for that recognition. Thank you for those that have continued to listen and to stick with us. And hopefully we're getting better. Now, we had Absinthia Vermouth on the podcast, and she gave us an opportunity to announce and try her Superior, Absinthe Superior, the bleu. It's such wonderful. It does magical things in a glass when you add water and citrus. And
it tastes really good, too.
And that's coming from somebody that's not the hugest absinthe fan,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
So you definitely won over a new fan with what you're doing, Absinthia. Now, we will have, in the coming weeks, we have Sonia Hunt, who is with ABV Jobs. And I am so interested because we get to talk to a lot of people. We get to learn a lot of people's stories. And Sonia has a fascinating story. She really does. We were at, what was it in Easton? Where were we?
Oh, the Bacon Fest.
The Bacon Fest. And we went with our friends,
Laura and Woody Dombrowski.
Distiller Laura and Distiller Woody. We did Bacon Fest together and had a great time. If you've not been to Easton for Bacon Fest, you are, again, Lehigh Valley is knocking these things out of the park. By the way, hopefully we make it to Peep Fest up at the Steel Stacks.
Oh, yeah, that looks really cool.
That should be fun. Now, while we were at Bacon Fest, we had this wonderful food from La Fricatona. That's a food truck. Mm-hmm. And it's Puerto Rican. We're going to learn what they do in the next week or so. But I had the mofongo, and it was a lot of recipes, as I understand, from the family. So they're making some family recipes from this food truck. And it's got the Puerto Rico vibe to it, which we love. So we're looking forward to having them on as a guest, and we've got a number of things lined up before the end of the year. We are heading back to Miami.
Very soon.
Looking forward to getting back down and seeing our friends at Swizzle Rum Bar and also the Tiki Bar down there that we didn't get a chance to visit last time. And we're going to be in Miami and just... What a great city. What a great city for cocktails. It's such a wonderful vibe and, you know, amazing distilled spirits coming from Miami. So can't wait to do that and share what's going on with that on our social media. Dawn, is there anything we kind of left out on this date night chronicle? We haven't done one of these in a long time.
We haven't, but I think we covered everything that we planned to.
Oh, one more thing.
What's that?
We're going to be at Roger Wilco a Wilco whiskey event this Thursday. So if you have not signed up for that, Roger Wilco whiskey, and it's a Kentucky Owl tasting, the Wiseman's Bourbon Kentucky Owl. So that is going to be a really great opportunity to taste some things that maybe will show up. Jamie's always got a way of bringing in these little presents, these little gifts that not everybody gets the chance to try. How he does that, I have no idea.
He's got the connections.
So we've got a lot on our plate. We hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and this holiday season. Be safe, be merry, be joyful. And we look forward to the next year, the next moment, the next time to come. Cheers!
Cheers!